This is Dr. Sivarajan Kulanski, the reporter and patient, Rama Bhola. Any given issue person, she called on follow-up. This is Sivarajan Kulanski, P.E. data, but this is 10/27/94. A semi-peduncular polyp, 1.5 centimeter diameter, tubular is appearing, polyp nerve proximal semicolon, which was removed completely with heart stem polypectomy, successfully no post polypectomy bleeding, heart stem polypectomy, successfully no post polypectomy bleeding. The polypectomy is tied, the remaining edges, the polyp not have edges, which was called for the heart forceps polypectomy, heart forceps biopsy, and the tissue was taken and put in separate jar. Because of the width of the polypectomy side, even though it was not bleeding, I applied a metallic clip for anastomosis to approximate the edges of the polypectomy mucosa, post polypectomy mucosa, and since because of the nature of the size of the polyp and the nature of the polyp, I also tattooed this area for the future reference and. For the physical colonoscopy surgery. The rest of the colon appear unremarkable. Fair to adequate preference, small to marks of all the kidney, the rest of the rectum, the preference of hemorrhage, and bleeding, which is a vision of the opportunity to find colonoscopy, cecum node, fair to adequate preference, proximal ascending colon polyp noted just a couple of folds above the ileocecal well, semi-pedunculated slash broad-based, it was removed completely with heart stem polypectomy, no post-colon polypectomy bleeding. This polyp was retrieved with the rock net successfully, and then jar one, and the polypectomy side, the edges, the remnant tissue, the edges was also cauterized with hard forceps polypectomy, and then jar number two. Because of the nature of the polyp and the post-polypectomy area, even though it was not bleeding, I applied a metallic clip for adequate approximation of the mucosa, post-polypectomy mucosa, and also for avoiding the future bleeding and keeping the adequate hemostasis. And I also did tattooing of the sphere for the future reference. Number five, into hemorrhage recommendation, away from the polypathology and away from the post-polypathology site pathology. If the polypathology comes out of the high-grade dysplasia, then recommendation to have a high-grade dysplasia or carcinoma in situ, then the patient, then recommendation to have or invasion of the blood vessels or vasculature, then recommendation to have a segmental section of this colon. If the biopsy comes a negative high-grade dysplasia, then I would bring the patient in for colonoscopy 1 year. And otherwise, was advised to patient take hyperbaric water, so some of the citizen parts, so anticoagulants as the protocol. Follow on, please send a copy to the patient primary care provider, Dr. Jeffrey Carr, and copy Dr. Father Saturday of the ship, February 27, 2028, 2023, February 27, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023, 2023,